Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. I was about to say Jolica McKenna.
You know, I did the same thing where I was like, am I about to give him a...
No, yeah, what you got?
No, the only impulse I had was, should I give him a fun holiday name? Mm-hmm. I didn't have one. I was like, Zach Jingle? Like, yep. That's not anything.
I'm Zach Jingle. Jessica McMary.
Thank you. Mine's better.
With an E. We also got Scott Passarella, King of Christmas, Christmas of Kings.
We got O Bread on Fret.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
No, I like that one. I'm just 6 years old, so my brain... Never mind.
Your brain went to like him.
Yeah.
But that's a, you knew that at six?
No, I just, I said six, I meant 13.
Sure. Well, here we are. Can you believe it?
Another year.
Ding dong, ding dong. We are so excited to continue a very merry off-book tradition.
Some would say our only tradition.
Some would say definitely the best one.
It's certainly our best tradition.
Certainly our best tradition. We are thrilled to welcome back all-star guests, friends of the pod, incredible talents. You know them from a thousand things, but together you know them from The Neighborhood Listen, which you can check out anywhere podcasts are found. Please welcome back Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker.
Oh, what a thrill.
Oh, what
this
a thrill.
This is so nice. This just feels right.
It feels right. There's a thrill in the air. There's a chill in the air. We got drinks.
Built to spill in the air.
There's a built to spill in the air.
Do you know I saw Built to Spill in San Diego with a crush and fell asleep on my feet?
Oh. I do not.
Like a horse?
I was like, this is a little too dull for me. And I literally fell asleep where I was standing.
Do horses
see,
sleep
I
on
need
their
to be
feet?
Told what built to, I can't even say it. Built to spill. Built to spill,
Nicole,
is it?
I wasn't going to say anything. I also need to be told.
Do you Zach, remember? I have no shame about things I don't know.
All right. Do you remember Super Sloppy Double Dare?
No. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They had a touring show with a big vat of the slime.
Called Built and, to Spill.
And yes.
I thought it was so dull when the thousands of children got slime that I fell asleep like a hay horse.
I guess for some reason,
like
Jessica.
A hay horse. Yeah.
Jessica, this memory happened for you like a year ago and it was some documentary I missed. That's where my head was at.
I just have to circle back to clarify for Jess real quick. So there's horses that eat hay and run on hay, and those are hay horses.
Yeah.
And there's fuel horses, and those horses drink gasoline.
And
those
love it.
Faster. Well, and that's where horsepower comes from.
That's right.
Ding dong.
Built to Spill is a band
this was when I was 19, like the summer between freshman and sophomore year of college. And I was, and it was a high school friend where we were like, wait, do we have crushes on each other? Or maybe it was like spring break or something. And we, do you know if you, you know that circle back to a high school person?
Yes.
Oh God, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was a classic circle back to a high school person. And he had really cool music taste. And okay. I was always trying to keep up and was like, but actually, I think this is kind of boring.
I remember in college, a guy I had a crush on in my improv troupe. What else is new? Was so into Radiohead. And the first time I heard it, he was like, you have to turn off all the lights and lay down. So in the dorm room, what I thought what we were going to do is make out. Nope. He just wanted to listen to Fake Plastic Trees and just kept talking about how genius it was. And that's all I can think about when I hear that song.
I'm so happy to be liberated from the constraints of pretending I like cool music.
you do like cool music.
I do like cool music, and maybe that's why I feel liberated. So I'm like, I like enough of it that's cool. I don't need to like all of it that's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, actually, I fell asleep during Radiohead at Coachella. Now, that's because I was very cold and had to bundle into a small ball on the ground.
On your feet.
Oh, so you had hypothermia is what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Jill had caught on to my extremity.
It was what we call a dangerous sleep.
Yeah, that was the winter of my black toes.
Well, those are... Oh, wow.
What? What? Can you believe? Do you guys hear that?
I hear it. Do you?
I do.
Well, you asked the question, so it stands to reason.
Do you think it's... carolers at the door?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Spread some holiday cheer?
The most welcome thing in the world.
Hey, it's Christmas.
Hey.
Hey, it's Christmas. Lay down and turn off the lights with us. It's Christmas today.
Hey, it's Christmas time, so turn the lights off and lie down in a straight line. Let's close our eyes and experience the sound of Christmas all around.
Just lay down and let the melody ring in your ears so true.
Ding dong.
Just because we're into this melody, it doesn't mean that we're into you.
Hey, it's Christmas, so let us in your house.
Let us in your house.
We want to lie down and listen to music and get to be friends with your spouse.
It's really cold outside. Could you please let us in?
We're very attractive, and we know that you're gonna wanna smooch with us, but you better keep your listening ears active, because...
Lay down. This melody so true. And if someone later asks you if you like the sounds we make, you better lie and say yes, or else that will be.
Sorry, did you see you wanted to talk to us? I'm sorry. I was so not paying attention. I was taking a picture of myself.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sorry. Yes, I had to finish taking a picture of myself as well. I did say I wanted. Let's all take a picture of ourselves, and then can we talk for a second?
Now wait. I was taking a picture of this rose so that I could say, stop and smell it.
Oh, that's a really good one, nice. Carol.
Hashtag
that is a really, really good one. You are getting much better.
Stop and smell it.
Thank you.
I don't know when the camera. I don't know how to make it so that it's not
okay, Doreen.
On me.
Doreen, there's a button in the bottom. Doreen, there's a button.
First of all, you have to turn on the phone. Mm-hmm. First of all, Doreen, you have to turn on the phone.
Nope,
turn
not it on. That. What? That's a pager. Put that down and pick up your phone.
But what if I get a page?
It will beep and you'll hear it.
All right.
But you won't. You won't, Doreen. You won't.
You never know.
Well, let's maybe pause on Doreen.
You're such a hopeful romantic, Doreen. I do appreciate that about you.
Listen, just real quick.
You always think love is going to come through your pager.
It's got
sweet.
To someday. Someday love will page me. So,
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
Listen, I'm going to say what I was saying, but Doreen's probably going to go off in her head on a reverie of whatever.
So I think you're right.
Knowing me, here on my hip, is the potential for a brand new life with someone else. I want to feel that buzz and know that he's arriving, 'cause I don't know how much longer I can hold on. I need you to page me if you're out there. If you have a pager too, I don't remember if both of us have to have the pagers, or if you can page me from a phone. Checking again.
Buzz, buzz.
Was that a buzz? No.
Buzz, buzz.
It's just one of those weird little
buzz, buzz.
Tremors you get.
I'm a weird little tremor.
Do I have a neurological problem? Or is it just the 5G? Here on my hip, everything's quiet. Nothing is moving, not even a mouse. Where is he going? Where he can't get pager service? Is he in a tunnel of love?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
If you're out
buzz,
there, paging love, love. Paging me.
Gail, I think Doreen's focus is back. Do you want to start from the top about what you were saying?
Yeah, sorry.
How long was I out? I'm sorry.
5 to 10. Just want this 5 to 10.
Oh, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a tight 5 to 10.
I was just saying, they came to my house, and every year I'm expecting it, but every year it sort of still surprises me. You know, that group of Kerala's that are all, like, attractive middle-aged men who are really into Radiohead, but they come in, and they don't Kerala outside your house. They come into your house, and they ask to lie on the floor. And you think that they're going to smooch you because they're real attractive, but then they don't, and I'm always disappointed.
They came into my house last night and they asked to see my Spotify Wrapped. And I said, I haven't listened that much on Spotify this year. And they said, well, it'll still be an indicator. They opened it up and they closed my phone. They closed the app and then they just walked out. And then to just make it clear, the last one turned over their shoulder at the mm-hmm. last moment and said, we're disgusted.
They're very judgmental.
They came to my house. Mm-hmm. They came to my house and they asked for a snack. And so I, like, made them one. I made them guacamole, and it was really good. And, like, honestly,
your guac is great.
Your guac
is great.
Thank
you. I do appreciate that.
People have a tendency to put a lot of salsa in guac.
That's the mistake. That's the mistake, Gail.
I want it to shine on its own.
That's a separate thing, exactly. If I wanted salsa, I'd eat salsa.
That's right, darling.
I put tequila in mine.
Well, ooh, Nance, when I had your tequila, I thought,
your homemade tequila.
Here's a little something.
First of all, thank you for naming me.
You.
Second of all,
pressing those agaves behind your house, Nance.
Nance, no,
I Nance, you guys, Nance, Nance in the pants,
Nance.
And it's me, Gail in the hail.
And it's me, Carol. She's as fun as a barrel.
Carol, I'm so jealous of you because you already have a very Christmassy name. I wish I had a Christmassy name.
I know, ding dong. Well, my birthday is the 24th of June.
Doreen, do you want to make a rhyme with your name, or are you in a reverie again?
Doreen on the scene.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's nice,
Doreen.
You know, none of those Radiohead boys came to my house.
Oh, well, they didn't.
But. Doreen, maybe this is your chance.
No, wait. We should. You know what? Let's all be in Doreen's house. And then when those middle-aged Radiohead fans show up and they're like, ding dong, Tom York is my savior, then we can get...
ding dong, Tom York's the reason for the season in my heart.
Ding dong, okay, computer is a good gift.
Ding dong, don't leave me high or dry.
Ding dong, I like Radiohead.
That's right.
Really? Good job, Doreen. Good one.
Or, Doreen, were you telling us that you like Radiohead?
Oh, no. I can I be honest?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what Radiohead is.
Well, that's a relief. Neither do I. I assume it was some sort of band.
Hold on. Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure
every
it is.
Year they leave Tippity a flyer
tap,
behind.
Tip, tap, type. Okay, so it seems like they're a band.
Mm-hmm.
Who did
they're
the song-
definitely
oh,
a band.
Oh, they did the song Creep. I know the song Creep.
I like right. the different
that
version from the
been-
commercial for the movie about Facebook.
Oh, the one about Jeep? I'm a Jeep.
It's one of those ones where, you know, they take a song and they make it creepy and they set it to, like, you know, buildings falling into the ocean,
yeah.
you know, or like the environment collapsing. But instead it's somewhere over the rainbow.
Nance.
And it stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh. Nance, did you have a little tequila already before?
I might have had a few.
Uh-oh.
Guac knocks.
Nance is getting loose, y'all.
It's like a shot, but because there's tequila in it and it rhymes with guac, I call them guac knocks.
And we love you for
you
it,
knock
Nance.
It back. You know what I'm saying?
A guac knock is an adult jello shot.
Let me just say, give us back our classic songs. Don't ruin them in the trailers. I am so sick of it, oh yeah. Armstrong's What a Wonderful World has become a crisis song. It's always being sung out of tune for dramatic effect, and I hate it. Same thing with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and sometimes Creep, and sometimes anything by Johnny Cash. It's just used for dramatic effect as the sun explodes in George Clooney's face. Please tell me, give us some grace.
All movie commercials leave our songs alone. Movie commercials leave our songs alone. Movie commercials leave
commercials.
Leave our songs alone.
I just want a lullaby to be a lullaby, not something a demon baby sings in the last frame. Once upon a time, a child singing was something lovely. Now it's only something you run away from in pain.
Movie commercials, leave our songs alone. Movie commercials, leave our songs alone. You don't have to page me or call. Cause I don't wanna hear unless you leave our songs.
You know they always have taken songs and appropriated them for movies. It doesn't make sense. I blame originally that commercial with the dogs looking sad through a fence. Sarah McLachlan didn't mean for a song to be about a sad pup. Come on, people, give us our songs back. Come on, Hollywood, give it up.
Movie commercials, leave our songs alone.
I see trees of green.
Movie commercials,
of white.
The arms
songs
of an
Sarah
angel.
Sarah McLachlan gave that poor little dog a bone.
And the dog. Sacred night.
Oh, leave those songs
and
alone.
And I think to myself,
hey, movie commercials.
What a way.
Leave those songs alone.
All right, plan is in action, and I drew it up with crayons. We're going to Doreen's house so that when the Radiohead boys come, we can sing our songs, and maybe one of them can fall in love with Doreen.
Oh, wait a minute. What? How many of them are there? Aren't there four? Doesn't that mean there's one for each of us?
Oh, you know I've given up. You
oh.
No, Carol. What are you talking about?
Why are you giving up? What are you talking about?
Gals, you bought those jeans.
You did, and they look so good.
Those are not the jeans of someone who has given up.
Gals,
those are the jeans
of
someone
who
is...
Can I tell you, these jeans are for no man. These jeans are for you.
For us?
No man's ever going to notice these jeans. These jeans are for you. These jeans are for my three best gal pals to say, I am ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving your butt in those jeans.
Like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's right.
How about, could I be Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Nance?
You?
Yeah, sure. That's a long one.
It's not that festive, but I like it.
You're right, it's not. I'm just grasping at straws.
No, I like it.
Also, I don't think we're going to trade these pants, right? They're just Carol's pants.
Right. They're Carol's.
Listen, I don't have Carol's measurements, I'll tell you
what. We all have wildly different body types.
We do, and amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. Guac not, everyone sip one back.
Guac
not.
Guac not.
Okay, my biggest problem...
Brant, no, go ahead, speak up.
No, my biggest problem is, Brant, I told you I think it's clearer if we say immediately lay down and turn off the lights instead of, like, singing at the door. Like, because then there's a part of the experience where they aren't laying down without the lights.
It just feels like a hard entrance to me. For the first thing them to hear is a voice of a stranger saying, lay down and turn off the lights.
Listen, yeah, okay. Toad, I hear what you're saying. And Braz, I totally understand. But I'm telling you, like, we do have to realize that, you know, it's like a new time. Like, we started this in a very different decade, a very different era. And we need to acknowledge that, like, things are different. We need to acknowledge boundaries. But we still got to get in there and lay down on that floor.
Dink, are you coming in with that Britta or what?
Yeah,
Dink.
Can I say something?
Dink, speak up.
Dink, speak up.
Here's what I think.
It's time for Dinks with Dink.
Get ready for a Dink Think.
Oh, I love a Dink Think.
I hope this is not going to be one of my ideas that everybody shoots down immediately because of illegalities. What I think is, we get in the house first.
Felony.
Turn off the lights.
Felony.
Then
sorry
we go around to the door. Let me finish.
No, but Dink, this is the problem.
Dink, chick, then chick, we boom. Go around to the door. I gotta shoot that down.
Come on.
2020, Dink, you can't do that anymore.
Pull, trigger.
Chick,
the
chick,
first
boom.
Sound was me, a pull of the clay pigeon. The second one was the trigger of me shooting it because that is a felony.
Oh, well, who's going to arrest me? The Karma Police? Radio
are
reference.
You done? Oh, he had more.
Just in case, does it end with, but you owned the house the whole time and it was your house?
Like a twist?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a twist where it's your house the whole time?
Is there a twist where it's not
a wait, we'd have to own every house we go to. No. This isn't going to work.
On, what? No. You guys, you're being crazy. It's not, that's ridiculous. We can't own all our houses. All I'm saying is we find out a week's point of entry. Uh-huh. We get into the house. We right. turn off all the lights. Then we run around. We get it back outside. Run around to the front door. Ding dong. Are you ready to lie down?
Okay, now
radio
in?
That might have worked for you in 1996, but that's not how it works these days.
Well, hold on, Sprocket. Is that not a little bit like what Santa does?
Hey,
okay.
It would be
go on.
It would be like if oh, wait, hold on a second.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
There's only one guy who's allowed to go into your house and no one's asked why. There is only one guy who comes in your house, a guy not a fly. He's allowed to come down through the chimney and no one calls the police. There's only one guy with that kind of thing, and I think you know his name. He's Santa Claus, not breaking and entering. He's just a friend, illegally coming inside.
Oh, you can't be breaking laws
when you are Santa Claus. The people will throw their windows open wide.
Let's say you don't got a chimney. He's gonna get in anyway.
That's right.
He finds a path so he can brighten your day with a toy. Ooh, he leaves something too. That's a detail we should remember if we wanna be like at Santa Claus.
There's no way you're breaking laws when your name is Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus has legal immunity. So you can't be breaking laws when your name is Santa Claus. He's like some sort of foreign dignitary.
So wait, are you saying you avoid a lawsuit if you wear a giant red claw suit? And even if you need a little lift,
even if you need a
you will be playing hooky if you drink their milk and eat their cookie and chomp on that carrot too
and leave a gift. You're not
breaking laws
if your name is Santa Claus. Apparently Santa Claus can't be persecuted in a court of law. His name is Santa Claus. Also is true of Mrs. Claus.
And I think it's also true if we are drinking White Claws.
And I think it's also true if we are eating Bear Claws.
And I think it's also true if we're dressed in red, it will cover our flaws.
I agree.
Even though our name's not Santa Claus. For the plan, so the plan.
I like though that we all sang in old timey voices and switched up our genre, you guys.
Well, that must have been a fluke. We'll never like that kind of music.
Oh yeah,
that
must
like
have been a
Radiohead.
Weird
we aren't only, Radiohead.
We only like Radiohead. Sorry, please, someone tell me what I'm supposed to think.
Listen, but I think against all
Dink,
odds,
Dink, one tell of, her what she tell him what she he should think.
A classic Dink think.
All right, here's what you should think. If one Santa Claus is allowed to go into any house he wants, surely four Santa Clauses have even more impunity to go wherever they want.
And legally, that's known as the Santa Claus.
That's right.
And so, that's so, right.
Are we doing this?
And we can call ourselves the Santa Claus Four.
Ooh, that's perfect. Because there's four that. Of us.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We're like the four up on the housetops.
That's right.
Click, click, click.
Braz, Sprocket, Dink, and Toad. The four up on the housetops. Well, now all we got to do is find a Christmas Santa.
I just got to tell you one other thing.
Okay, sure.
Well, you know, we've been doing a lot of caroling already, and I do have to tell you that person who lives on our remaining cul-de-sac is Doreen.
Doreen?
We're going to Doreen's house with this plan. Just, she's so beautiful and whimsical, and she's like my manic pixie dream babe.
Oh, I didn't know you had it for Doreen.
I
freaking love that she uses a pager. It's so twee. Confused. Either way, I think it's neat.
Toad, why has come? Did you never talk to Doreen?
Why's come? You always get so nervous when you're around Doreen.
You're nervous.
You guys know. I get close to Doreen and I wanna talk, but my hands get super sweaty and I just turn around and walk. Her effervescent page ways and her waist, she wears it on her belt, makes me feel all kinds of feelings that I've never felt. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo, what the hell am I doing when I'm near? I'm such a creep, yeah, I'm a weirdo. I just wish that my heart could feel so clear.
Look, I don't care if it hurts. You've gotta have control. Doreen's got a perfect body, but you've got a perfect soul.
No.
And I'm sure that Doreen notices when you're not around. You know, when a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound.
Oh, I'm a creep.
You're not a creep.
I'm a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo.
What the hell am I doing here?
No, no, you belong here. You're
I'm
not.
Because Doreen is fucking special.
She's fucking hot as well.
She's hot as well, but she's fucking special.
Fuck, both her soul and her body are banging.
And she looks like the real thing. She tastes like the real thing.
Oh, that's right, I forgot one time you made out with Doreen.
Break into Doreen's cul-de-sac house and make them fall in love with Radiohead and also them, the love that is in front of them? Find out when we return to the second half of Visions of Sugar Plums Danced in Their Radioheads!
The musical!
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to licensed therapists to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or maybe you're struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. And there's no need to wait months to get a therapist. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors for free if needed. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers, and individual plans are also available. Just download the app or visit teladoc.com/stitcher today to get started. That's teladoc.com/stitcher.
Hi, and welcome back.
Hi, and welcome back.
When we last left, four Radiohead enthusiast carolers were plotting to disguise themselves as Santa so that they could really make their listeners enjoy the beautiful tones of Radiohead, and four gal pals were out to travel in pants. What will happen now? Find out when we return to the second half of Visions of Sugar Plums Danced in Their Radioheads.
I just feel like we can close up now. No one is buying Santa suits or Christmas decorations on Christmas Eve. Everyone's got them already.
Well, now, we've stayed open on Christmas Eve every year for the last 50 years.
I know, Mr. McMistletoe.
I've not done my speech.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we're not closing tonight before 2 a.m. That's when desperate people come in and they realize they have to leave presents for their light-sleeping children.
That's right. Grandpa's right. Nobody's even coming to some Christmas carols yet.
Thank you, Tiny Kim.
Listen. You're welcome, Grandpa. Listen. You're the best.
Tiny Kim.
You're the best. Hold on a second. You know I love Tiny Kim. Tiny Kim, you're the best. You're Grandpa's favorite.
Oh, it's probably just because I'm made of crutches.
You're simply made of crutches.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, Mr. Mistletoe. Mr. McMistletoe, who said you could have this day off from working your side hustle as a bookkeeper?
Well, 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 look who darkens my door once again. It's Mr. Baleson.
That's right, Mr. Baleson. Formerly of Marley and Marley and Baleson, and now just of Maleson. And Mr. McMistletoe, I only have one thing to say to you.
Oh, what is it? I can't wait to hear.
I'd like to gift you this giant Christmas goose.
Wait, what?
What? Oh, I'm so glad. I almost tripped him with my crutch leg.
Oh, no, Tiny Kim. You'll never have to try and trip me again, for I'm turning over a new leaf. I did ayahuasca in Ojai, and I'm starting to see things a little differently.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like a real personality change for you.
Mm-hmm. It's a real 180, Grandpa.
That's right, little Kim. I love you.
And, I suppose...
Tiny Kim. I do love Lil' Kim, though.
It's all right. My boob was popping out.
I'd love to support your side hustle, Mr. McMistletoe. I'll take one Santa suit. There, you chap.
Ooh,
hurry on and be glad. Here's a a farthing for your troubles.
No, please. Take it as my gift to you. It is Christmas Eve.
And a Merry Christmas it is to us all. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone. And all a good day. Is that it? Does that sound right?
It's fine.
It has a ring to it.
It's a weird time to say it. He left and it's just us in here now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying so hard to come up with a catchphrase. I know it's important to all the shoppers, Grandpa.
Okay, Tiny Kim. Hold on. Take five. Now look here, Claude. We're staying open and that's that. We have only 4 Santa suits left to sell and we're going to sell them.
Don't you think that... You should be a...
Speak up, boy!
Oh, sorry. Don't you think that you should be at home?
Okay, a little
tiny...
quieter.
Don't you think that you should be at home with Tiny Kim right now?
Home? Well, on Christmas Eve?
I mean, that's where most people are, on Christmas Eve.
But I've been keeping myself open on Christmas Eve for the last 50 years, as I mentioned before.
No, for sure, we can keep the store open. I mean, like... It's just seeing you talk to your granddaughter just now made me think, but they should be at home, even if I'm here and I keep the store open.
Can I say something? I've never told anyone this before.
Oh, are you sure you want to open up to me?
No, so you better grab this chance now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grandpa. Open up.
I've stayed here at the shop ever since Tiny Kim was born because... When she became older, I was afraid that people would think we were romantically linked, like people thought of Morgan Freeman and his granddaughter. But that turned out to be just a dumb rumor. Snopes, you can look it up. He didn't marry his granddaughter. That's weird.
Yeah, I feel like we'd know, right? We'd never stop talking about it.
Exactly. So I guess I worry too much about the small minds of this town. People can only think of 2 things, Radiohead and new jeans.
Wait a minute. You never went home because you were afraid that people would think
That's
you
it.
Were romantically
That's right.
involved with signing.
I thought...
Wow. I never knew that. Anyways, it wouldn't even be possible because I'm entirely made of crutches.
I know, Tiny Kim.
You're a tiny automaton female made of crutches.
And
That's
you know what
right.
my My real wish would be my Christmas wish.
What's that, Tiny Kim? To be a real girl?
I bet it's to be.
Yeah,
it's
that was what my first that? Rhyme.
Oh no! Hold on. Pretend like I didn't say it. I'm so sorry.
Okay. It doesn't matter anyway, because I'm not real. You can't hurt my feelings.
Good point.
But you can hurt Christmas. Ever since I was just a little kindling, a pile of wood, just a little thing, the apple of my grandpa's eye,
true,
a smile under his curl, my wish, yes, was to be an actual real girl.
Called it.
But what's strange, something you never knew. It's funny that you called me Lil Kim. My other dream was to be a rapper too.
What?
Just a wish, whichever one came first. Real girl or global rapper star, which one's worse? So tonight, when I wish on the Christmas star, I'm going to say to it, whoever you are, I would like to be real, but also I want to be able to spit rhymes like a mofo.
That's beautiful.
Diggly, oh, wing, wing,
yeah,
wing.
Bitch! Diggly, oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, sorry. Me and 3 of my best friends are here to see if we could get the Santa suits.
Hey, turn off your lights and lay on
oh,
the
yeah,
floor.
Good idea. Turn off your lights and lay on
what?
The ground.
No,
oh, yeah,
we'll
turn
do,
off your lights and lay on the
ground. Turn off your lights and lay on the ground!
We'll do no such thing.
Okay,
who
fine.
Are these people? They're scaring
it's
me! me, Grandpa?
Just stay behind me, Tiny Kim.
Okay.
If you don't want to get it, fine. Fine if you don't want to get it.
If you want to get it, turn off the lights and lay down.
Do you want to get it?
Look, give it to you.
This is a place of business. No one's laying on the floor turning the lights off.
But that's how you have to get the Christmas spirit.
What? Don't tell me. I run a store that sells Santa suits. It's open till 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
And it's Santa suits? I can show you where they are. Are you Christmas carolers?
Well, that's a crazy coincidence. That is what we came in here to get.
Grandpa, they're Christmas carols.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's Christmas and they're singing carols.
Okay, Tiny Kim.
Bros, this is crazy. That little girl's a bunch of crutches.
Yeah, hey.
You, Dink, you seeing this? That girl's a bunch of crutches.
I'm afraid of fire. I am.
Get ready for
it. But nothing else.
Get ready for a Dink thing.
I got a wooden heart of whatever precious metal I should have.
Wow.
Well,
Dink thing's coming. What's the Dink thing?
Here's the Dink thing. I think that's weird.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, Dink?
Yeah.
Open your mind, man.
Hey, why can't we be chill about these little crutches?
This collective girl made of crutches.
I mean, I agree. It's really decidedly creepy, but still, give it a chance,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, give it a chance.
I mean, like...
Maybe I should.
When you really think about it, what are any of us but a collection of crutches?
When I look at this pile of crutches, I have to wonder, am I such as I would judge? Don't be a nudge. I'm also just a pile of crutches.
Oh, 'cause somebody's always leaning on you. So as such, you are just a crutch.
Somebody's always
leaning on you.
Leaning on you, and
so as such, you're just a crutch.
I'm walking on two crutches each and every day. Some people call them my legs, but that's just what those people say. And I've got a whole chest full of multiple crutches, just keeping my organs in. Some people would call them a bunch of crutches, and others would call them ribs. But somebody's always leaning on me. And as such, ooh, I'm just a crutch. 'Cause somebody's always leaning on you. And as such, ooh, I'm just a crutch.
Let me take it.
Ding. Just a pile of crutches. She's just a pile of crutches. How am I any different than this little pile of crutches right here? I'm not any different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is just too much. Yeah, Tiny Kim here saying that everyone is saying that they're a crutch. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, that it's something you don't know you should. But every morning, I wake up with a broken heart and morning wood. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whether it's cedar, pine, or aspen. Yeah, that's right. I just want to be kicking crutches and kicking aspen. Then you'll know that the simple little hint, her heart is actually pierced with splinters. Oh, yeah.
Always leaning on you.
Always leaning on you, bitch.
And as such, I'm just a crutch.
I'm just a crutch.
Somebody's
always leaning on you.
Lean on me.
And as such, you're just a crutch.
a tiny Kim.
Tiny Kim for Radiohead Bros.
This is that fire music. This is that we're here to buy your last four Santa suits music.
We're all just a pile of crushes.
Thank Mr. McMistletoe for keeping Christmas traditions alive.
Open up your mind. Open up your wallets for those in need.
Who are you talking to?
We're just kind of... Sometimes it's at each other.
Sometimes it's at this guy, this third guy. Was Claude, is what your name tag says?
That's Claude.
That was mostly for
Claude.
Well,
thank you, Radiohead guys. Feet, Tiny Kim.
Oh my goodness, it's my first feet! Thank you so much, Grandpa, for giving it to me! I feel so special!
I got him out from the back. Here's four Santa suits.
Wait, look
the
at her!
The last four!
Look at her! Oh my gosh, look at those crutches!
They're turning into human flesh!
It hurts so unbelievably bad! I wish I had never wished this!
It's gruesome to behold!
Hold on, I think it's probably going to be okay on the other end. Just
push
sort of like
through,
get through
I
it.
Think.
Get through, I think. I think
the sounds are sickening.
Yeah, it looks bad too. I pushed through.
It smells like pork.
Oh no, I can't tell if it's going right or going wrong.
Tiny Kim, Tiny Kim, look at you. You seem fitter, happier, more productive.
You're right, Grandpa. I am.
Tiny
I feel so different.
Tiny Kim.
Do I sound different?
You do.
I feel different.
You sound like...
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that...
The lady who does the Hidden Valley Ranch commercial.
I didn't realize that pile of crutches was years old.
Yes, you sound like Sally Kellerman.
It's what I always wanted.
This is great.
Well, Mr. McMissile...
Could I come and be a feature with you on your... On your quest for a Christmas Carol romance?
I'm definitely down, but you do need a Santa suit because we have an intricate plan.
Yeah, I also thought we were going to go back to the house and celebrate Christmas. You're going to make a Christmas wish, and then, boy, they really pulled the rug out from under me.
Grandpa, you should come with us.
What?
Yeah. I know it sounds crazy.
But won't people say?
And on the way, be sure to pick up
some
Hidden Valley rug.
You too, Claude. I mean... 'Tis the season, and not to be this guy, but...
Available at Pavilions and Pavilions Place.
Man, I've never even seen a Pavilions. Has anybody seen a Pavilions?
I've seen a Pavilions. You've never seen a Pavilions? There's one at Melrose.
I've never seen a dang Pavilions in my whole life.
All right.
But listen, all yous can come along as you're in Santa suits. Claude, Mr. McMistletoe.
Claude, I hereby give you the night off. Now, go into the storeroom and break the glass on the three emergency Santa suits.
Oh, but those are for... Wait, I get to break the glass?
Yes!
Fuck yeah!
He's crazy.
Seems like a nice kid.
He's nice, but he's got issues, you know, like personal issues. Listen to him, he's
loving
it.
I'd love to see his Spotify Wrapped. Then I could really understand if we have a lot in common, but...
I got to play glass today, break glass with my bare hands. I punched the glass and I broke the glass, now I am a man. When you punch the glass, that's manhood, I broke the glass. I don't care what else happens today, because a great thing has come to pass. I punched through glass with my bare hands. I broke glass with my strength. I punched through glass with my bare hands, so I now give thanks.
Okay, there's a little hammer right there.
Now, ladies, all right, we all have to one more guac shot.
Guac shot! Guac shot!
One more guac shot.
I don't know.
Guac knock! Guac
knock! Come on, live a little.
I'm almost tipsy.
Oh, good!
They're called guac knocks.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, guac knock. It's my own name, and I forgot it.
Nance Gale. Listen, if I've ever made you feel as a friend
guac
that
shock,
you are not
guac
safe
shocks
to
are different,
me,
but I'll describe it later.
Then I'm furious. I'm furious.
Everyone come in real close.
And come in real close. And some pinky swears.
Not for a kiss.
And we do pinky swears.
Pinky swears.
Pinky swears.
When those Radiohead boys come into the house?
If
today.
They do.
When they Doreen, do.
They will. They're coming to the house. They're going to come to the house.
They're going to come to you because you're so special. Okay?
My pager's as dead as a run over squirrel.
Well, charge it. You have to plug it in. It doesn't last.
No, I meant it's not. It's all charged up. Just not active is what I meant.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay.
When those radio.
Will you be able to accept love if it doesn't come through a pager, Doreen? Because love comes when you're least expecting it.
I guess I don't see what other way it's possible.
It's Christmas. It's going to come through the pager exactly how the way Doreen wants
ladies,
it.
Oh, ladies, we are shit-faced.
We're drunk.
This is fine because it's fun because it's festive. And you know what? It's the time to have spirits.
I want you all to open the presents I got you right now.
I can't believe you got presents when we said
gift
no presents.
The gift exchange already?
You have to eat it. We know it's not that kind of presents. You'll understand.
Okay.
I got you a big cooked goose, and I got you a big cooked goose.
I put ecstasy in the guacamole, ladies. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I made you a big cooked goose.
I've been rubbing this carpet for an hour.
Yes. Did your boss, Mr. Branweb, give you this when he finally gave you the day off?
Not only that, he gave me a cooked goose. Then on the way home.
A cooked goose?
I stopped and the man outside of a Cricket Wireless said, congratulations, you're the 100th person to walk by a Cricket Wireless. You won a big cooked goose.
So how many cooked geese do we have?
We have three, bud. I've got 7 big cooked goose today that came into my day. Everywhere I go, I found a big cooked goose that every single person had to say.
Hello, I am your mail person, and here's your mail, and also truth. I lost this card last week, so I drove back to give it to you.
I have a big cooked goose. My mail person gave me a big cooked goose. He gave me a big cooked goose, cooked in big goose juice. And as I was walking past the Cricket Wireless to charge my Metro card, the guard next to the Metro station looked at me real hard. He said, I was just coming from a train.
I was just coming from
and
a train.
I've just come from the caboose.
Caboose.
And someone left their luggage there. And inside their luggage was a big cuckoo. And that was how I got the second big cuckoos. The second big cuckoos. The train of a caboose and the Cricket Wireless and the other guy. Sorry, that was how I got the third big cuckoos. And then I found 4 more big cuckoos. Well, I was going on an escalator up to the Ross Dress for Less. I had a coupon for 2-for-1 shoes, but they were out of shoes, I guess.
I'm sorry, we don't have more shoes.
Do you have something instead of shoes?
Yes, I do. How would you like to take home this big cooked
goose? That's how I got the big fifth cuckoo. The fifth big cuckoos. They didn't have 2-for-1 shoes, but they did have a big cuckoos. And then I went back down the escalator, away from the Ross just for less. But I was real thirsty for a smoothie, so I said this place will do, I guess. So I stopped at the Jamba Juice and said, do you have Jamba Juice? They said no.
So sorry, we have a razzmatazz. That's the raspberries on the loose.
And I said, I'll take the razzmatazz. But it turned out they lied about the razzmatazz.
Oh, I was lying about the razzmatazz.
Well, what do you have instead of the razzmatazz?
Well, instead of raspberries on the loose, I just happen to have this frozen cooked goose.
Well, I do not want a frozen goose, so I had to use the oven in the back. And that employee had a cook, and so now it's a cooked goose. Relax, that's how I got the 6 big cuckoos.
Oh, this story is heaven, but please, Gail, tell us how you got goose number 7.
I went home to my house. house. And I opened up my house door, and I saw something on the table that hadn't been there before.
I'm a goof. Please cook me. I don't want to live. Won't you take my life? It's what I want to give.
And so I took a while and cooked the big old goose that was suicidal. I cooked the big goose goose. The seven was a homemade goose goose. One was from the Jamba Juice, the train caboose, the 2-for-1 shoes. Other goose, big, 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 cooked goose. The big goose,
semi-cooked goose.
That's how I got the big goose goose.
Couscous.
I made couscous for the goose goose.
You made couscous
for the goose goose.
So you finish that, and then I'll say the thing that everyone get quiet for.
That's it. I'm done. I made couscous for the goose goose.
You know that the Santa one where they say, "Shh, what up on the roof? I heard such a clatter. I'm hearing a clatter. We should all be quiet."
Guys, stop clattering. I think they hear us.
But the clattering
clatter is part of it.
How, if we don't clatter, then they won't think we're Santa.
You ready jingle, for a jingle, dink thing?
Oh, right. Okay, oh, yeah. Dink, what's a dink thing?
Dink.
Yeah,
we gotta silence this clatter like Clyde McFadder.
Just like famous silencer Clyde McFadder?
The quietest guy in Seoul.
That guy's the quietest.
Oh, he's so quiet.
I watched The Quiet Man. I thought it was going to be about him. I was so bummed when it wasn't.
I watched A Quiet Place. I thought that he was going to be in it. He wasn't.
All right. I'm going to go down the chimney last.
Okay. But remember, okay.
Wait, what? I didn't know we could call this. I thought we were going in alphabetical order.
Okay, fine. Well, I just feel like I should go last because I'm the one who's the most in love with Doreen. We'll make obviously, sure Doreen... we're all a little in love with Doreen because we have eyes.
She's but banging right, body right. and soul.
I'm the most in love with Doreen.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll go first, Brad second, Dink third, and...
You three actually don't have to come in.
You can stay on the roof or you can go through a door, Mr. McMistletoe.
I broke glass with my hand earlier today. I'm going through a window for sure.
Oh, yeah. What should we do, Grandpa?
There's no way I'm getting up there, guys. Sorry.
You can come through the window that I break with my bare hand.
Okay.
Don't break the window, son.
They're a fun crew. I'm glad we had them come along.
Okay. Right. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there is a lot of clatter.
Oh, my gosh. There's so... The window is broken. A teen.
The lights are off.
Where's the
light switch? Who shut the lights off?
I got the lights. Now I'm going back out the window. Yeah.
Doreen, Nance, Gail.
Oh, what is that?
Did I just step in
guacamole?
Oh, I stepped in a big couscous.
Is this an ecstasy hallucination?
Shh.
It might be, and there's also a little bit of acid in the guacamole.
What?
I'm so sorry.
The hot shot guacamole.
Be very quiet. There's somebody coming in quickly from outside.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
I can see them slipping in the carcass of a goose that was spilled onto the carpet.
It's a big goose.
Watch out, I've got some flashlights in scene. Wait, I mean, there's also ketamine.
In their guacamole.
It's
in their guacamole. In the guacamole.
I'm sorry.
Lay down and listen. Turn off the
lights. We already turned off the lights, so just lay down and listen.
I'm pretty much on the floor.
Lay down and listen, and you might.
The carpet feels so good on my cheek.
You might finally get music and finally understand how this is the best kind of music. Just open up your hand, but by hand I mean your mind, the hand inside your head.
And by mind I mean your hand. We're also going to hold your hand.
Lay down and listen. Ah, fa la 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 la.
Because remember the plan? We were gonna come inside and then go back outside and then come in from the door. But since we're all inside, I said we skip that part and just move.
Wait, the plan I thought I deeply know, but then there was Mr. McMistletoe and Claude broke the glass and I thought we'll pass on the part where we went through the door from
Look,
before.
Everyone's inside. This is your chance. This is your chance for romance. Sing the song to open up her mind.
This is your chance.
This is your chance. Toad, this is your chance.
Toad, this is your chance.
This is your chance.
This is your chance.
This is your chance for romance.
Well, I'll tell you what, nothing's creepy about that. I am in the mood. Bring on the romance.
I love it. Here, take a big handful of this big couscous.
Doreen, is someone holding your hand?
Can I please hold your hand, Doreen?
Whoa, wait a minute. What's that on your belt?
Oh, this? It's just a pager. I've been paging you, and maybe it was silly because I've been paging you in numerical codes popular amongst eighth graders circa 1998. Did you know I've been sending you 143 for a few days now?
What number have you been saying to? Because Doreen just changed your pager number.
I did change my pager number a little while back. I thought maybe that was why I wasn't getting much pager traffic.
Oh, shoot. Maybe. That's probably
But then also explain the 143 thing.
Yeah, I don't get that. What is
that? I don't
that?
Either.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, wait. Can I make a guess?
I don't know if that's helpful, but
okay. Is it like 80085?
That one I know.
They probably stand for the number of letters.
Yeah, again, not super word. Helpful because I think it should come from me because it's like my big moment.
Okay, yeah.
You can guess, very, very drunk friend, but like, then I won't have anything to say.
Oh, no, I don't want to take that from you.
No, it's okay. It's just my big proclamation.
Can I just guess what the words are?
No, that will really ruin the whole thing.
I don't think they will.
All right, fine. I trust you now.
Are the words, I cook goose?
Wow, that I hope it's, can I just say I hope it's not?
Oh, wait, that'd be 145. Never mind. You go.
Have you ever felt like the only lifeline you had was sitting on your belt? Have you ever felt like you're ready for a new stage? If only someone would buzz you in page 143. That's what you mean to me.
But I don't.
And I'll tell you what. It's true. 143 means I love you. 'Cause there is one number in I. And four letters in love. It's the number of letters. 143. One letter for I. Four letters for love. Three for you. It's a cute kind of code middle schoolers used to do. So you could see them.
Wow.
As they buzz, they mean love.
Doreen.
What?
This is love that you have earned. Go on and give that page a turn.
All right. I'm taking my pager out, and I'm going to page you.
Now, did you figure out the code, Doreen? Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, I just heard a song about it.
Okay.
Hey, maybe you should lie down.
That feels good.
Careful. You're lying on a goose.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Oh, my God. And pager send button. Did you get it?
1-4-3-3 1-4-3-3 A message for me. And if I decode it true, it stands for I love you too. Unless there was a different word that you meant for the final three.
No, it's true, I love you too. But I didn't mean to type that second three. I thought I was pressing send, but I love you too. I love you too. Paging love. I hope you'll answer.
Wow, this is incredible. Wow, guys, it worked.
I'm so happy. I don't know if that's a lesson to take from it, but, like, at least it worked this time, and that's good.
I mean, I think if the one lady knew the code, none of this other stuff would have had to happen.
Or if I knew her new number and she was getting them sooner, maybe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part, too.
Actually, a lot of the plan was sort of a hindrance. Really, just me talking to Doreen was the good part.
But don't you see?
What?
So many people got to do their dreams tonight. These two got to finally tell each other how they feel. This lady got to, I guess, fall asleep on a goose. I got to break glass with my bare hands 2 times.
And I got to become a real girl.
Oh, right. The actual miracle that also happened.
Yeah, it's tiny Kim is now a real live middle-aged woman.
And a rapper.
And a rapper.
You guys get to be home for Christmas without people worrying that you're in a relationship together?
And we all got to try the drugs we were too afraid to try alone.
That's sorry, guys, but also, like, you're welcome?
I'm thankful for it, Nance, because I wanted to take the leap, but was scared.
I'm tripping balls, and I'm in love.
I'm too. 143, all you guys.
143,
all you guys.
All you guys.
Ding dong, ding dong, we're finally free. 143, 143, 143.
Ding dong, ding dong,
we're finally free.
143. 143, 144.
And the lesson that you all must learn, oh please, listen please.
Okay.
Is that this holiday was much more than just fake plastic. Fake plastic tree.
Fake plastic tree.
On the 6 hot geese they didn't eat. Would you believe they all shared one dream? Beautiful sugar plums.
As they all fell asleep on a big cooked goose bed, visions all danced
in their
radio.
Was, of course, visions of sugar plums danced in their radio heads. The musical you all know and love.
The musical you all know and love. You all know it, and you love it.
And you know it.
You know it and love it.
And it loves you, and it knows you.
Oh my gosh, okay, we're gonna take a quick break and then that thing you think is happening is
happening.
It's happening,
okay.
Okay, bye.
I forgot about it.
I haven't forgotten about it.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh.
Can you believe it? We're doing a segment. What is this, 2019?
Segment.
We're doing a segment in Froh.
Did you all watch The Crown?
No.
Oh.
I love The Crown.
I'm only on the first season.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh my my gosh, the crown is so good.
Have you got, Nicole, have you gotten up to the king that abdicated? Have you gotten up to Edward yet?
Guys, everybody pause so Paul and I can talk about what I've seen in the crown.
Okay.
I'm literally just when she arrives. I mean, only on the third episode.
Oh.
She arrived someplace in Africa to talk to.
Oh my gosh, you have so much crown. You got a ways to go.
You got a ways to go.
I watched it. Like the night before I had
I freaking love The Crown.
I love it. We just watched it again, my wife and I.
The
I
whole thing?
That. Yes, because we watched the most recent season, and then a friend of ours was getting into it like in the fourth season, and then loved the fourth season so much that they went back and started rewatching, and then we were talking to them, and it made us suffer crown drawl, and we had to go back
crown
and start
drawl!
From the beginning.
How dare you, sir?
It's the season to do wordplay.
There are two episodes of The Crown that destroyed me.
Okay, well,
which ones? Okay. Give me a season.
Right. 2 and 3, I think, or they might both. No, yeah, 2 and 3.
I'm gonna say
episode 2, series 1. I just love when they say series one.
I do love when they say series.
That's my favorite. It makes me want to be British just to be able to say
in
that.
In season 3, I'm gonna say it's either the Prince Philip space episode or it is the Charles goes to the horrible school episode.
That is, it's the latter.
The school one? Yeah.
That is such a beautifully constructed episode.
Yes.
And the crying in that episode is like a release of something that isn't just like, oh, this is making me sad. It's like, oh my gosh, I think I've been feeling tense watching this whole thing. And then like, now I'm like letting it out.
Yeah.
That episode is so brilliant.
It's great. It's great.
I can't wait to watch it.
I'll never see it.
You'll never see it. Why?
I just think it's going to last forever.
Wow, that was a quick reversal.
It's just really hard to
I'll
get
never
to stuff.
See it. I probably will.
I don't want to be that person, but I am drinking out of a cup that says Parenting Tip Wine, so I guess I'm that person right now.
Don't worry about it.
But I am that person with a kid, and it's really hard to keep up on shows at night.
For sure.
Of course. Listen, as is tradition, we are all drinking while we record this, which is something that we started last time and decided now I've done it twice, so now it's a tradition.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's right. I believe last year we did the 12 days of Fishmas.
Was that last year?
Maybe two years ago. At some point we did the 12 days of Fishmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first one I think was
that
just a collection
just be
of other
perpetually
things.
Last year.
It was random gifts. The first one was like
random gifts.
Random
yeah.
gifts to yeah. give someone. Mm-hmm.
And then and a Fishmas. And
I
then
don't
the other
remember.
One. There is wow. another one that has been lost to the
Annals
of time?
Probably for the best.
Is that it? Is that mm-hmm. the phrase?
Yeah,
that's right.
Annals, sure. Yeah, time's full of annals.
Full of them.
Yeah.
Full. Cool. Like,
you know, time is lousy with that. You know how
Chock-a-block with annals.
Chock-a-block.
Okay, Zach, sorry. You don't watch The Crown, but you will. I feel like you and Nicole would really love The Crown. Okay,
I love the first three episodes of series one that I've seen.
Nicole, oh wait, are you talking about my wife, Nicole? My wife, hashtag Dr. Shimon?
I'm sorry. His wife, Nicole, because I'm surprised they haven't watched it.
Nicole has
watched
it.
Nicole has
watched it.
But it was her, you know how sometimes you need shows that you don't watch together so that when you want to watch something and the other person doesn't,
exactly.
you have a show.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
One of hers was The Crown.
For us, that split is video games and all reality TV.
Mm. That's kind of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. My wife will watch all murders and nothing that involves anything that's not grounded in the real world in any way.
My like husband has a ridiculous rule that he doesn't like.
Are we going to talk about the horse thing? Because yes. it's fucking wild. Sorry.
He doesn't like content that's made in a time or era where horses are the predominant mode of travel.
That's amazing.
It makes me so upset when I think about it.
It's not because he doesn't like horses. It's just like a delineation of time.
Right.
He's more interested in modern stories. So he's like, if they use horses, I'm not into it.
For my husband, it's if an animal is hurt, he's out.
Sure.
Like, we started watching... what was the one?
John Wick.
House of Cards. That very, very first episode where like Kevin Spacey kills the dog that's been hit by a car to bring him out of his misery. So I don't know if he can even think back that far. But that happened and he's talking to the camera and he's like, I don't know, I'm talking like this. And I just killed the dog. And he went, I'm out. And he was done.
But was that because he was breaking the fourth wall and your husband was like, I'm a stickler
for
this?
No, he didn't like that the dog died. If there's an animal that dies, he's out. He was almost done with Mandalorian because of like one of the blurgs that was killed by the dragon. He's sure. like, this show is on thin ice because they killed Beth.
Even animals made of pixels, he doesn't like.
It doesn't
like.
Matter if they're not real. Correct, Paul. It does not matter as
I'm,
long
I'm
as...
with him. I don't like seeing animals die.
What if two guys in a horse costume got hit on the head?
Okay. That's
I think
funny.
He'd be okay with that, out. I do think, especially if it's like in a panto.
Only if those two guys in horse content in costumes are the primary mode of transportation.
I
he
love
watched
horse
all
content.
Of Vikings and I watched nary a one.
Oh my God. We couldn't possibly do 12 days of horse content.
I.
You're
gosh.
Right.
Scott,
was this
pause.
Where you meant to end up?
Scott, pause. I'm just, this was a hypothetical.
That was not a cue, that was a statement of fact.
I don't okay. think we can.
Here's
right?
what I think could we should possibly. Do.
Because
here's
I was
going to
say we
it's
do
the
12.
It's the fourth time.
Okay.
I think we should vote because oh. it is hard but fun, but we should vote. So choices are Zach's reveal right now.
No. Oh, the one that I was going to think yeah. of? Oh, 12 Days of Drinkmas.
Very good.
Because we're drinking.
And the second oh. one is horse content. everyone now weigh in, okay? And you can raise your hand in Zoom, okay?
We'll turn the lights out.
We'll turn the lights out later.
Everyone mute. Stop
lay
your camera.
Ground.
Stop your camera. And raise your hand.
Here we go.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
You guys, it won't work if you do
how
that.
Will you know?
Okay, raise your hand if you want horse content. Okay, Zach and Nicole, raise their hands. Wow. Okay, raise your hand if you want Drinkmas. Me and Paul
and
the band
doesn't
weigh
in.
They
the
don't want it.
I feel like Brett raised his hand for horse content.
What
but
about
also
you, Scott?
Brett's background, he's disappearing into it.
Oh, Scott, you must.
Okay, this is no. So here's the because it's a Christmas miracle. This is the this is the 12 days
of
horse
and
drinks.
Okay.
You can do either.
Horse drinks. Absolutely.
Horse right. drinks.
Horse drinks.
And Scotty, you're going to need to go slightly slower.
Wait, what's the order?
Oh, also important. Okay.
Because normally we're sitting around it. Normally we're sitting around a table. So we
okay.
have an order.
Okay, let's go Zach, okay. Jess, Paul, Nicole.
Oh my God, that doesn't work for
boy,
my configuration at
boy
all.
Boy girl.
Wait, who am I
post
after?
First. You're me. After Paul.
I'm after Paul. Okay. Okay.
You're batting clean up.
You can speed up as we go, Scott, but let's not.
Easy.
Let's not start in a place we can't do. Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave. Well, yeah, Horsemith, yes. On the first day of Horsemith, my true love gave to me. Some wine being drunk by fillies.
On the second drink day of Horsemith, my true love gave to me two Merlot Mustangs
and some wine being drunk by fillies. Third drink of Horsemith.
On the third drink of Horsemith,
used to never say
my true
part.
Love gave to me. Three stallions staggering,
two Merlot Mustangs,
and some wine being drunk by fillies.
Is it fifth day?
Fourth. On the fourth
day
drink
of
Horsemith,
my true love came to me. Five sea biscuit martinis,
three staggering stallions,
two Merlot Mustangs. And wine being drunk by fillies. On the fifth drink of Horsemith, my true love gave to me
five white cloth seltzers and a donkey.
Four sea biscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by fillies.
Okay, Scott, you can pick it up a little now that we have it. Great job,
now
everybody.
That we fucking
yeah, now
it.
That we have it.
On the sixth drink of Horsemith, my true love gave to me. Six gin and tonics in a race.
Five
white claws.
Martinis,
three staggering stallions,
two Merlot
Mustangs
and some wine being drunk by Phillies.
On the seventh drink of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
The seventh. Hold on a second. You wait for me, Scott.
Everyone needs to keep in mind that this is basically impossible to sync up while we were doing this. So everyone wait for Paul.
Seven Appaloosa teenies.
Six gin and tonics and a race. That's better.
Five
white cloth seltzers
and a donkey.
Four biscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by Billy's.
What is eight?
On the eighth drink of Horsemith, my true love gave to me.
Eight horseshoe shots.
Seven Appaloosa teenies.
Six gin and tonics racing.
Five
wine cloth seltzers
and a donkey. Four
biscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions. Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by Billy's.
On the ninth drink of Horsemas, my true love gave to me nine Moscow mules.
Ooh. Oh, good one.
Good
Thank
one.
You.
Eight.
Eight horseshoe shots.
Seven
Appaloosa teenies.
Six
gin and tonic races.
Five
white claws.
Biscuit
martinis,
three staggering stallions,
two Merlot Mustangs,
and some wine being drunk by Phillies.
On the tenth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
Jess.
Ten hazy IPAs.
Great.
Nine Moscow mules.
Eight horseshoe shots.
Seven
Appaloosa teenies.
We're the wrong part of the melody.
Six.
Gin and tonics racing.
Six,
five white claws. Seltzers.
And a donkey.
Four
staggering stallions. Two Merlot Mustangs.
And the wine being drunk by Billy.
11.
On the 11th drink of Horsemas, my true love gave to me.
11 piebald poteens.
10 hazy IPAs.
9 Moscow mules.
8 horseshoe shots.
Seven
Appaloosa teenies.
Six
gin and tonic racing.
Five
white claws.
Seltzers.
And a donkey.
Four
biscuit martinis.
Three
staggering stallions.
Two
mustard.
And some wine
being drunk by Billy.
Bring it out.
On the 12th day
Horse
of
drinks,
so slow, my true love gave to like grabbing a stroke. 12 gunshot beer broncos.
11 piebald poteens.
10 hazy IPAs.
9 Moscow mules.
8 horseshoe shots.
Seven
Appaloosa
martinis.
Six
gin and tonic
racing.
Five
wine
claws.
And a donkey.
Four
sea biscuit martinis.
Sea biscuit martinis. Four sea biscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot.
Mustang
and some
I gave us two options so that we wouldn't all have to do both and make it harder than if it was just horses.
I'm so sorry. You suggested the pattern. I suggested the pattern. Paul confirmed it. We had to do it.
We did the right thing. We did the right thing.
People like
history will judge us kindly.
History will judge us correctly. Everyone loves listening to this. It isn't.
Chaos.
It's great.
Here's what I know. We can't remember one of them, and I think we'll never forget horse drinks.
I'll never forget the...
I will definitely never forget this.
The 12 drinks of Horsemas.
I will never forget the 12 drinks of Horsemas.
And I will never forget our time that we spent today with Nicole Parker and Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, my gosh. Are we so lucky to have you. Thank you so much for joining us for our favorite and best tradition. Anything you want the people to know, we encourage everyone to listen to The Neighborhood Listen.
Yes, it's free everywhere you get podcasts. It's Nicole and I with special guests, and Brett plays Doug.
He plays my character Joan Pedestrian's wife, Doug.
That's right.
It's worth listening just to hear Doug.
Absolutely. It's been so much fun. We hope we get to do more.
Yes.
Go there for the PFT. And the Nicole P.
And the NFP.
And the NFP.
And the ENFP.
Stay for the BPM.
And may I say, on behalf of Nicole and myself, we love doing the show with you guys, especially when we get to do it together and we get to do these Christmas shows. It means so much to us. And this has been, especially this year, this has been such a gift to be able to do this with you guys. And thank you so much for having us.
And the feeling
I couldn't have said it better myself. But Paul is not allowed to order for me at restaurants.
Fair enough.
I keep trying.
And I keep shutting it down. Just watch the
I don't like lamb.
The lady will have more lamb.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you both so much. And we love you, Sleepy Babies 143 for life. And
thank you so much, Scott Passarella.
Thank you. Give it up for Scott Passarella.
Thank you so much, Brett Morris, our two Christmas angels. Thank you, Sleepy Babies, for all the support that you've given us over the year. We'll see you in the new year. And as we say at the end of literally every off-book episode,
if you're ready to fa-la-la break some glass,
you better take a guac knock that knocks you on your ass.
Knocks you on your
bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.